This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
This insert sponsored by Manor Health Products, the only 100% natural organic supplement for blood sugar control. First off, morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Brad.
Doing well that side?
Yes, very well, thanks. How are you?
Fantastic. No complaints this side. Good to be connecting with you and touching on an important topic here. Women's health. We know this is, as I was reminded by my female co-presenter, a very complex creature, so it can't possibly all fit into one episode. And I said to her, don't worry, this is just part one. So the idea is that women and men too, but we're chatting about women here specifically, where there's things happen to hormones and bodies of the ladies as you go into your 40s, 50s and beyond. And looking at something that one hears of menopause, Wendy, but perimenopause, what's that?
So perimenopause is the time before menopause, where women experience hormonal changes. They experience changes in their body shape, and all sorts of things start happening. And it's quite a normal process, but it can happen for years before we actually hit menopause.
So what's the reason for the change? What is happening inside a woman's body that's causing perimenopause, menopause, and then all of these changes that I know we're going to be speaking about? What's happening?
Well, hormonal fluctuations start to happen once we get to around the age of 40. And it varies for each woman. So some women will only notice it later in their 40s. Some women will start noticing changes already earlier in their 40s. But anywhere between 40 and 50-something, you'll start noticing these changes. And it's due to the hormones that start fluctuating that we experience physical and emotional changes.
So talk about some of the changes. What's normal? What's concerning? What is just, it just happens?
Well, the most prominent thing that happens, obviously, is that our body weight can either change, it can be more difficult to maintain, or our body shape changes. So we maintain the same weight, but we don't fit into our clothes so nicely anymore. And then on an emotional level, we have these moments of feeling tired or irritable, and our sleep patterns can change. So that's a very common one with perimenopause.
Okay, so perimenopause is, as you're saying, a time of transition where hormonal levels start to fluctuate. Can we talk about in depth some of the symptoms that women will start experiencing?
Yes. So obviously the most obvious is changes in our menstrual cycle. Mm. So they can become irregular. All sorts of things can change within that cycle. And we've mentioned the sleep problems. Some women can experience more headaches, or if they've had headaches all their life, their headaches might start waning. Skin changes. So obviously, as we age and our hormones change, we can have wrinkling of our skin, pigmentation, and then we can also experience breakouts and pimples, and you think you're going back to teenage years, which can be very frustrating. Mm. And then also libido changes. As I said earlier, also the weight gain or redistribution of weight. Not everybody gains weight, and it shouldn't be expected that we gain weight. Yes. We should be able to still manage a healthy body weight, but it can be a little bit more difficult and takes a bit more effort. And then other symptoms could be things like hair loss or unwanted hair growth. So hair grows in places you don't want it and falls out in places you do want it. We can experience bladder issues and then hot flashes and night sweats.
You're talking here about some of the physical things to look out for. You also mentioned in the beginning that there were emotional changes. Talk about some of those with us, Wendy.
Yes, this is definitely a time where emotions start showing themselves a lot more prominently. And women can experience more increased anxiety. They can find they don't remember so well, so they can have short-term memory issues. Brain fog and difficulty concentrating can be one of the things linked to emotions and hormonal changes. Mm. The inability to multitask. So you might have found that you could do a number of things beforehand, but now all of a sudden you can't multitask like you used to be able to. Fatigue is also a common symptom. And then moodiness. So we get irritable or angry or tearful. The emotions just seem to be a little bit more heightened during this phase of our life.
I mean, this is quite intense from a male perspective. Excuse me. When I look at this list that you've just mentioned, I mean, this is quite intense. This affects almost every part of your life, relationships, the way you see yourself, the way you move or don't move, the way you, the reflection you're seeing in the mirror. This seems really intense, Wendy.
It is. It is very intense. And I think it's difficult to understand. And people think, well, what's wrong with me? Or what's wrong with my partner? You know, what's happened to them? And yeah. I think it's about bringing understanding into the mix that it's not abnormal. We just have to make adjustments. And we need to understand that something is happening. And we can seek help. We don't have to deal with it. You know, some women, as I said, will hardly have any symptoms. Yeah. And others will really struggle for many years. And I think that's the key, is know your body, know that this is not what you're, this is not your normal, and let's do something to bring you back into balance, because that's really what it is all about.
And this is about hormonal changes, as you said. So how do we differentiate between those who are having a really difficult experience and those that are experiencing it a lot lighter? Is that just the way the hormone is? What's causing that, and that some are experiencing it worse than others, yet the hormonal changes are happening in the same way?
Well, in certain people, so estrogen and progesterone are the two dominant hormones that regulate the reproductive cycle. And so those levels start to fluctuate. The one will rise, the other one will drop, and they do that throughout the month. So the changes happen, you know, throughout the month on a cycle. And in some women, those changes can be more exaggerated.
Yes.
So those are the women that are going to start feeling out of sorts. And I would say if anybody is not feeling themselves, if they're noticing that there are remarkable changes in their either their personality or their emotional or physical state, then, you know, that would be an indicator to seek help to try and ascertain what's going on.
Yeah.
There's obviously other hormones and there's other factors and there's other systems involved in all of this as well. But if we can support the entire body and get all the other things working as well, then those fluctuations can be much less obvious.
So how to deal with it? I mean, does it make sense if you think about it, talking about 40s and 50s and you could live to be 75, 85 plus? I mean, you can't just say, well, there must be a pill for that. There's obviously a way one can very naturally and carefully and responsibly manage these changes and try to enjoy the best quality of life that you can.
Yes. And I think also it's around mindset and to remember that this is a transitional time. Actually, I read somewhere that somebody referred to it as a rite of passage for women.
Yes.
So if we embrace it as a rite of passage, and we don't look at it as a drag and it's, you know, something that we have to endure, I think that's very helpful as well. But it also gives us an opportunity to make lifestyle changes.
Yeah.
We can assess our diets, we can assess our exercise plans, we can assess emotional things, relationships, things that are not necessarily working well for us. And we can make those changes, and that empowers us to get through these changes, because it is a number of years.
Yes.
And it's not something that you really want to go in dreading.
It almost feels like there's a huge mental control or mental side to all of this. If there's an inevitability to it, this isn't, it'll happen to, you know, one out of every 100 women. To some degree, it'll be worse in some than in others, but inevitable, this will happen to all. It's got to come down to dealing with those changes and dealing with it. So from a mental and emotional perspective, like getting that side right to help you to manage and deal with this process.
Yes, I think that's a very important aspect of it, because our mindset does matter. It determines the outcome of whatever it is that we're going through. So whether it's illness or whether it's hormonal changes, anything that we go through, we need to have a mindset that is going to see us going forward. And that's going to help us to make the changes and the choices that are going to be best for our bodies and that are going to make us feel well. And so that's what we want to aim for. Yes, there are hormonal changes happening in the body, and sometimes they can be very unpleasant. But there's a lot that's available to do to assist our bodies.
Thanks so much, Wendy. I know this is so important. I know for a fact we have so many women who listen to Radio K Pulpit and to us here in the morning. And I think these things are very valuable to know and to embrace and to understand. And thank you that we can do this over more than just 1 week. I think it's something that requires time and effort and conversation. And we'd love to hear from the listeners as well. If you're listening and you're saying, yes, I get this. Yes, this is me. Or yes, this is my mom. You want more information or you've got some questions, send it our way and we'll take care of it with Wendy over the next little while. Wendy, thank you so much for your time this morning. I love the way that you handled this and look forward to where we go over the next few weeks.
Pleasure, Brad, and have a good day and we'll chat again next week.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.